Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. I hope you'll enjoy this one. We're going to talk about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis basically calling out Fauci, calling out Big Pharmacy, calling out the lunacy of the CDC in the States. We're going to talk about that. I hope you'll enjoy it. If you do, remember, hit the heart button on the way out the door off the podcast. Don't forget, we also have a new, brand new premium podcast, which you can subscribe to, which comes out every Sunday. It's in a different channel to this one. So you got to go to the link below and click to subscribe, and you'll get a longer form podcast every Sunday. So I hope you'll enjoy that. Right. Let's jump to, well, Ron DeSantis, who has been a star, broadly speaking, over the past couple of years. You see, the whole COVID scam has been, it's an empire of lies. Everything about it is just is built on deceit. In fact, it's incredible levels of deceit. And it's nice to see those being blown away. So let's listen to Ron DeSantis calling out the lies of Fauci and his big pharma pals.
The White House is bragging that we're the only country that is trying to do mRNA shots for infants. And I'm just thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. There's nothing wrong with being the Lone Ranger if you're right. But the other countries in Europe that are going a different direction, similar to the direction Florida's gone, they have been right on COVID way more than Fauci and his crew have been throughout this whole thing. Remember, these are people in Washington that rejected the idea of natural immunity. For a year and a half, they said that the vaccine was better than prior infection. And every credible study that's been done has said that that's not the case. And so they've been wrong time and time again. They were wrong when they criticized me for having schools open. They wanted our kids locked out of school in the state of Florida. They were wrong when they criticized me for having businesses open, beaches, all these other things. And so this is an example where they are pushing this with very, very, very scant data.
Well, hard to disagree with that, isn't it? He's absolutely right on everything that he just said there. You know, at a time when just about every European country has ruled out the application of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccines for kids under the age of 3 at any rate, going down to 6 months, they've ruled that out. The US is boasting they've authorized it. Yeah, jab the kids, jab those infants. How dare they get away without not taking a shot or two of the special mRNA treatment, eh? That's what's happening in the States. And the Biden regime's proud about that. The CDC is very happy about that. But as Ron DeSantis said, these people have been consistently and absolutely wrong in everything that they said. They've tried to deny natural immunity. They've tried to deny natural immunity. But of course, denying natural immunity, or rather the act of trying to do it, doesn't take away the fact that there is such a thing as natural immunity, and it's much, much better for you than relying on vaccines. But there's another factor about vaccines. I wanted to play you this short clip. This is the EU talking about what happens to your immune system if you keep relying on boosters. Again, we've been saying this now for years.
Warning that frequent COVID-19 booster shots could adversely affect the immune system and may not be feasible. The European Medicines Agency says repeat doses every 4 months could eventually weaken people's immune systems. They want more time between booster programs tied to the onset of cold weather. Israel has already begun a fourth dose program with about 400,000 people getting the jab.
So the EU is warning people that you shouldn't rely on boosters? Oh my. And we've been saying all along that you don't need any of these things because you've got something much better. It's called your own natural immune system. It's a wonderful thing. We all have it. Nobody makes money out of it because we're born with it in the 99.999% of cases. And so, you know, when Ron DeSantis is talking about the fact that Fauci and the gang tried to tell everyone, oh, you need to get the vaccine, you need to get your boosters, because your immune system can't handle this COVID virus, they were wrong. They were completely wrong. They were worse than wrong. They were lying. Let's be clear about it. I've just got to call a spade here. They were lying through their teeth about that. And now we have the European Union itself saying, actually, having a shot every 4 months, there might be some consequences. Yeah, there might be. Like, you suddenly end up getting the summer sniffles and it's diagnosed as COVID, but it's not COVID. It's because you've weakened your immune system so much that you're now vulnerable to everything and anything. That's why people like me have talked out about this. I don't want to see anybody unwell. I really don't. I take no pleasure in seeing vaccinated friends, some very close friends, becoming unwell as a consequence of their immune system has been degraded. The terrible thing is they don't see that their immune system has been degraded. They don't. They think, well, it just goes to show you that, I mean, it would have been so much worse if I hadn't taken the jabs. But it's the jabs that caused the problem in the first place. Can't you see it? No, they can't see it. And they've got an investment in it now because some of them have made this decision to take the jabs and they don't want to turn around and say, well, I was wrong. I got it wrong. I've had some people come to me and said, David, you know, I've taken two. In fact, someone said this to me yesterday, taken two jabs, family aren't well, I've never taken another one. So there are people, and we should welcome and support people like that. You know, people make errors of judgment all the time. We all do. You do, I do. It's just the way life is, right? But it's good to see Ron DeSantis calling out the Fauci fraud in the States. It's interesting to see the European Union beginning to sound a warning about too frequent jabs, but they'll still keep giving the jabs. So they're saying that, but I think that's just to cover the obvious fact that people are becoming more and more unwell the more and more shots they take. That's just the way it works, folks. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that. Speak soon.